He did not take the flint and steel from his purse until the remains of the day were only fugitive heat in the ground beneath him and a sardonic orange line on the monochrome horizon. He sat with his gunner drawn across his lap and watched the southeast patiently, looking toward the mountains, not hoping to see the thin, straight line of smoke from a new campfire, not expecting to see an orange spark of flame, but watching anyway, because watching was a part of it, and had its own bitter satisfaction. "You will not see what you do not look for, maggot," Court would have said. "Open the gobs the gods gave you, will you not?" But there was nothing. He was close, but only relatively so, not close enough to see smoke at dusk or the orange wink of a campfire. He laid the flint down the steel rod and struck his spark to the dry, shredded grass, muttering the old and powerful nonsense words as he did, "Spark-a-dark, where's my sire? Will I lay me, will I stay me? Bless this camp with fire." It was strange how some of childhood's words and ways fell at the wayside and were left behind, while others clamped tight and rode for life, growing the heavier to carry as time passed. He lay down upwind of his little blazon, letting the dream smoke blow out toward the waste. The wind, except for occasional gyrating dust devils, was constant. Above, the stars were unwinking, also constant. Suns and worlds by the million. Dizzying constellations, cold fire in every primary hue. As he watched, the sky washed from violet to ebony. A meteor etched a brief spectacular arc below Old Mother and winked out. The fire threw strange shadows as the devil grass burned its slow way down into new patterns, not ideograms, but a straightforward crisscross, vaguely frightening in its own no-nonsense surety. He had laid his fuel in a pattern that was not artful, but only workable. It spoke of blacks and whites. It spoke of a man who might straighten bad pictures in strange...